brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's real simple. I discovered that there was a criminal oligarchy openly declaring war on free humanity. I did what any normal person would do. I attempted to wage war in defense against them. And we are doing that now here, ladies and gentlemen. And our limited success in our own small sphere is testament to the fact that if you set your mind in motion and you take action and you trust, put your trust in God and ask God to guide you, to lead you, guide, and direct you, that you will have a great effect against evil. It is when good men and women decide they don't have power and decide that they can't affect change, or decide that it isn't their job to stand against wickedness, and decide that we don't have power over this world and that we can't affect change and that we're not actors in history, that great tyranny and great suffering comes. As for me, I will fight against these degenerate scum that are ruling over us. I will ring the alarm bell. I will follow this course until the end, until it opens out into the sea, until I die. I have chosen the course. I have chosen to marshal my energies to attempt to control my own destiny. I ask you, will you truly live, or will you continue to simply be a creature that responds to the stimuli on this planet? Let's go to Stan in Kentucky. I'm told this agrees, and Charles, Kevin, Craig, Linda, and others. Go ahead, Stan.
I disagree with you.
Okay, I'll let that person go. We've had prank callers today, which is fine. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, my friend?
Good.
I wanted to tell you what's happening down here with these FEMA trailers. They put everybody in. They're causing people to have lung cancer. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yeah, they put them right next to the chemical smelting plants.
Right.
And,
then when
BBC reporter tried to cover it, they put out a national arrest warrant saying he'd filmed vital infrastructure. He was to be arrested under treason charges.
Yeah. Well, let me say, it would come out in the news yesterday. Now, listen to this, how programmed people are. One woman died next to this one woman with cancer, you know, lung cancer. So she's spitting her blood. Now her daughter's spitting her blood. But nobody's moving out the trailers. They go right back into them. And FEMA says, open your windows up and your doors and it won't be as bad. People are programmed. Something's wrong.
And, of course, this time of year, there is black clouds of mosquitoes in Louisiana, Mississippi, where they've got these big plants. And literally, because it's oil company scams, they get paid on property they own right up against the chemical plant fences. And so they built fences right around, literally in the plants, so it's all hitting them. And, open your windows so the mosquitoes can attack.
Yeah, you got it, pal. You up on it, Mr. Jones, like all the time. But I just wanted to thank you. I haven't been calling much, but I want to thank you, and I want to still ask people to give somebody a tape today or tomorrow. Do something. Just don't sit there and be comfortable. Be used to getting uncomfortable, because we don't have that long to go. I think you agree with me, Mr. Jones.
I can hardly control myself. All I want to do is fight them. I literally cannot stop working to fight the enemy, because I know how evil they are, and I know how fast they're moving on us, Charles.
Yes, well, you've been doing that for years, my friend, but you need some help, too. Most of these people, they listen to these programs, and they turn them off, and they go about their business. It's not meant for that. This program is meant to get people to motivate to do something for their country or their family or God or whatever reason, but it's meant to do something.
We need emergency, total, maximum mobilization. And, folks, if you're looking for leaders to give you orders, it isn't coming. You got to look in the mirror. You got to decide whether it's printing up, 1,001 sheets, plugging prisonplanet.com, or whatever you think is the best information, and handing them out, or putting them in the green sheets, or whether it's starting a website, starting a newspaper. If you own a radio station, putting shows like this on. If you've got the money, buy Terror Storm, make 10,000 copies of it, give it to people. I mean, this, whatever you think's the most effective, this is the time for the maximum output. Stay there, Charles. I want to hear more about your ideas to take action against the enemy on the other side.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing with your phone calls, coming up, Iraqis blame the U.S. depleted uranium for surge in cancer. That's admitted there's a surge in cancer. New York Times editor, founding fathers feared such an imperial presidency. FDA says food recall is urgent health threat. Like, I'm going to get to that first. That's pretty darn important. It's Castleberry Foods and several other lines. We'll tell you about that with botulism. This is serious business. Charles in Louisiana, go ahead and finish up your point, sir, about people taking action.
Well, if they just would invite the neighbor, the couple of neighbors over, have some coffee and cake, and throw in a tape. Say, look, I'd like to get your opinion. I respect your opinion. Give me your opinion about this. And throw in a documentary. And then they're going to ask. Somebody's going to say, can I get a copy of that? It's that simple. It's no big deal. I did this for years. You know that. It's no big deal. But people have to do it.
What, you gave out over 6,000 copies of the videos. It kind of
a little over 7,000.
And I know Katrina slowed you down for a while.
Oh, yeah, it put some hurt on me. But, I mean, I'm back on my feet now. Because the dogs and going on there with Katrina. Well, I was there for the gun confiscation. I'm glad I've seen that. I'm glad I actually see what our government will do to people. And everybody, I wish everybody would have seen it. If they think the government's going to be nice to them and they in need, they got another thought coming. I'm still sick over it.
Why don't you, for those that missed it, describe what happened?
Well, they wouldn't give them water for like 2 or 3 days in a dome stadium.
And by the way, they had big piles of it, but wouldn't do it.
We sent boats full of water, little bottles of water. They would pass them with helicopters. They wouldn't take no water and drop it on the people on the roofs. And then when they did, about 3 days, they would send them back ice trucks and everything else. And the people would come out, and this is the truth, so help me. I know this is going to be hard to believe. I want water. They would actually put a dog on you, a police dog, eating people up. They wouldn't let them come, you know, out of that dome stadium. People were getting raped in there, getting beaten there, everything.
I remember for at least 2 days there were huge, I mean, I'm talking 20-foot tall stacks of water, and they were doing a psychological test, folks. It was all a big laboratory. Of course, the troops and cops didn't know that. To see what they would do with the piles of water, and huge piles of food, not letting them have it. People trying to walk out on the highways. You could get out of the city, but they would shoot you, and they did if you tried to leave.
Well, they got some police on trial now. Some of them got found guilty for shooting people in the back up there. I was telling people this happened a long time ago.
I remember you called in, Charles, because you were there, part of the rescue effort, and you were saying that they were just machine gunning people.
They were just shooting people on bridges. It was unbelievable. Mr. Jones, I would leave here at 3 o'clock in the morning. I would get down there for about 5, and I would get out. You know, they make us come back at 9. It was running the shifts. And I would come back here about 11:30, and I would call in. But it was unbelievable. I mean, if anybody depends on this government, something's really got to be wrong with them. Something's got to be wrong with them. These trigger-happy punks, they want to shoot something. They're given this gun and this authority, and they can't wait to shoot something.
It's just like a 10-year-old on their first deer hunt, and when the deer walks out, they don't even aim. They just shoot. It's buck fever.
And if these people don't think that they'll take their guns away, you should have seen this. A woman come to the door with a knife and a gun. They threw her down like she was a 16-year-old kid, and boy, just jumped all over her. Very few people resisted. Very few. But I never seen it. I mean, someone argued, but they would say, "We'll just come in and kill you. I want the guns now." And they were putting them in the yards and just taking everything. I'm sure they didn't get all the guns, but the military...
By the way, the NRA and others sued. No one ever got their guns back. They didn't even mark them. And they would even have, like, emergency workers who had passes to get in. You'd have people in their own SUVs, convoys from a different power companies in there trying to get the power back on, called by FEMA, and the police would come over, and this is on the news, and take guns out of their cars and say, you're hired to come here and get the power back on, but you're not allowed to have a gun to protect yourself.
Well, they was letting the Ninth Ward have their guns, though. The Ninth Ward was running, they ran the police back, and it's the truth. The police were scared of going to Ninth Ward, but they took the guns from the good people. And if you was an ex-policeman, they took your gun. Ex-military, they took your gun.
So listen, that's what they do, Charles, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'm going to tell this story right now, and I've told it 3 or 4 times, but I'm going to briefly tell it again and then add a part 2 to it. I have a friend who also does some contracting work for me who had an expired driver's license, and I was pulling up to my office, and there they were in handcuffs being put in a squad car, and I pulled up, and the cops laughed and said, yeah, if he was an illegal alien, we wouldn't arrest him. If they did, they only give him $50 fines. By the way, that's also been in the news. It's not just me telling the story. That's all over the news, all over the country. And they were arresting him, and they laughed, and they said, yeah, we're not really supposed to arrest illegal aliens for this stuff, but even if we do, nothing happens to him. Well, then he got those charges, and he went to jail. And then when he went to face the charges, they said, oh, it's suddenly been taken off the records. You can't have a court date. Then he still had to drive to get to work. So he was out driving. He got arrested again. And this time they put a bunch of other charges on him. And then he was trying to go get a court date there and pay these lawyers thousands of dollars, and then could never get that, so got caught again out driving. And took him to jail again, and now it's like all these charges and $5,000+. And he's asked the prosecutors, you know, can I have a deal? Can I just pay? I mean, it just gets worse and worse, and they just laugh. But in those courts, you can go watch it, illegal aliens line up all day and pay $50 fines for anything you can imagine. No ID, no nothing. They just say, pay us cash right now. The illegals pay and leave. They know Americans are here to be fed on. We are here to be abused. And it's the same thing where you've got the Ninth Ward, known for one of the highest crime rates in the country. And there are good people in there as well. What? Fats Domino was in there and got stuck. But it's one of the most dangerous places in the country. And, yeah, the police didn't go in there. They left it alone. They went where the cattle are, the rich, white areas. When I say million-dollar homes, folks, I've got some architecture book of the finest homes in America, and I saw these on the news with them in the houses taking guns. I mean, these are houses that look like the Supreme Court building. I mean, $25, $30 million houses. I mean houses built back, you know, after the Civil War, or before the Civil War, were some of the most wealthy people. New Orleans was more powerful than New York back in the 1830s and 40s and 50s. Huge, you know, with the tobacco and the cotton and the slaves and everything coming in there. They're going into areas where the average home is worth about $2 million. And they're going right in, and you see these rich white people out there lined up with their guns being taken, with troops just laughing with enjoyment. We've aired the audio 50 times here. The video's all online. And that's my point to all these yuppies. You are the first people they're going to come after when martial law comes in. You're going to be saying, I got George Bush stickers on my car, right when they take that rifle butt and go, bam, right in your teeth, right when you hit the ground. And they'll just high five, yeah, kill the country, move. I mean, that's what these people are about. And, of course, the military didn't go into the Ninth Ward. Folks, half the military are gangbangers or illegal aliens. You didn't know that? You weren't given the news flash? So, I just want all the yuppies, the thumb-sucking, cowardly, pot-bellied, golf-playing. And I'm not saying you're bad if you play golf, folks. I grew up playing golf. My point is that you think you're an elitist because you live in a $500,000 house and you've got a $100,000 jet boat and your wife's good-looking. You're nothing. And you need to get that through your pea brain right now. Because if people like you in the middle class with a little bit of money would join us in the fight, and I don't say call me and join me. I'm saying go out and do something. Go out and fight the New World Order. Go out and get involved. Go out and stand up to tyranny. We could turn this around. But no, you feel like you're part of the system. Well, just go down with the ship then. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
To speak with you, I got two quick things I wanted to run by you. Number one, I'm the Access producer that had Luke Radowski and Matt Lapasic on my TV show recently.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and they were fantastic. But what I'm calling about is this. That executive order that puppet in the White House just signed recently, people should be really up in arms about, because it does two things, Alex. Number one, it takes away all the freedom of speech, and it takes away all property protection.
Well, I want to be clear. Bush can declare himself king of the moon tomorrow. That doesn't make him king of the moon. He can say the moon's made out of Swiss cheese. It isn't. And that executive order is very vague. It could be interpreted as to say if you protest the war, they can take your assets. But at the same time, I think in a way, I'm hearing a little bit of exaggeration and fear-mongering. DB Kid agrees, by the way. She's emailed me, running around saying this means they can do it. And people, oh, I better shut up. So we might be doing some of their chilling effect for them.
Well, the way I look at it is this. That's an executive order. It hasn't been posted yet to the National Registry. And there is checks and balances to some level in our government. Number one...
Well, it does say U.S. should... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, people should be melting the phones of Congress. They should be faxing our congressmen until those fax machines break, and they should be emailing those servers until they crash to tell these people to write up legislation to defeat that, because the power is in the Congress. They want to put heat on us. Fine.
No, I agree. We should. We should...
Sure.
I'll put him on hold for a minute. Yeah, I mean, we really should fight this. But in a way, let it come, like Patrick Henry said. I mean, let them start arresting protesters, which they're doing. Let them start seizing bank accounts of people that protest the war. Let everybody see what this is. Let them experience tyranny. All right, I'll let you briefly finish up, Kevin, when we get back. I'm going to go to Linda in Rhode Island, Josh in Chicago, and others, and then Colonel Craig Roberts is going to be joining us for an hour and a half. I'm going to go over the news with him and talk about a host of issues. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. The new edition of Terror Storm, the special edition, is there for download in ultra high quality.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to get to Linda and Josh, so let's move quick. Kevin, finish your point.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, we should be calling up our congressman and quitting the movie network. Hey, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and ask these people to write up legislation to rescind that executive order when the time comes, because we did the same thing with that immigration. And we were able to shut that down because we got in their faces. And we need to do the same thing with this, because they're connecting our First Amendment right to our property rights and connecting those and taking that.
Oh, well, I know. It's grade A tyranny, and I appreciate you calling, sir. Good to have you on board. This is what's happened over and over again. They signed executive orders in the 60s saying the same thing. It's just now people are concerned because Bush uses the executive orders he puts in place. Government's been claiming these godlike powers for a long time. Linda in Rhode Island, you're on the air.
I have a 12-year-old. Back in September, I refused to give him his 12-year boosters vaccines. And about a month ago, I received a letter from the CDC telling me that in my area, my zip code, several people were chosen to have a questionnaire over the telephone. They would be calling me. They called me this morning, and they said, we're not going to ask you anything about vaccines, they said, but we're concerned about the health of the child.
Yeah, so now you have the feds acting as social workers calling you, claiming they're not asking about vaccines. Again, that's how they get you to talk about it, using cop terminology. This is just a police state. They love your child so much,
yes,
they want him to have those special injections with heavy metals.
Yum. I know, and this is...
Well, what,
scary.
I mean,
Number one,
I would just hang up, okay?
I did.
Anytime a bureaucrat's at your door, the feds show up, these are criminals who are there to just get in your life, period. This is literal mafia.
Kids out of school. My child is coming out of school this year.
Oh, yeah, Rhode Island's terrible compared to a lot of states, but they're all doing it now. They reported your child to the feds.
I know.
They opened the file up on them.
When they first called me, they called me once already, and I was screaming at them, telling them, my kid's not taking vaccines, they're poisoned, go do your research.
And they reported you to the feds. Yeah, they probably...
And then they called me again this morning, but they're telling me that they got my number at random, and they don't know who I am.
You're total liars, ma'am. Listen. The next move will probably be some bureaucrat at your door who'll say, I'm here from CPS or Child Protective Services or Family Services. Do you mind if I come in and talk? And they're going to be, they'll probably have their camera phone going and they'll just be looking.
They're not coming in my door. They're not getting in my door.
Well, listen, don't yell at them. Don't get mad at them. I understand that's mammalian trigger is to defend your young.
Yeah.
Just don't engage with the hyenas. Stay in your cave. Do not engage with them.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, anything else?
No.
Thank you, Linda. I'm sorry you're under enemy attack. This is our country. This is what we've turned into. Illegal aliens can drunk drive and are literally above the law, but mothers are being harassed by the feds now. Listen, the social workers were set up by the eugenicist 100 years ago. Then they got caught after World War II. They went underground. But all the people in command right now were taught by eugenicists. I mean, we haven't found any organization, any group, Ray Kurzweil, it doesn't matter, who isn't being funded by these people. I'm telling you, 98% of the intelligentsia are with them. That's why Bill Joy, the head of Sun Microsystems, worth $4 billion, owns a bunch of companies, top programmer, 180 IQ, went to a globalist meeting, an international meeting, met with 200 people, and he came out and said, my God, the consensus is they're going to kill everybody. That's the rare person from their own group that will warn you because he's courageous. We don't try to get Bill Joy on, by the way. Never even thought to even try to do that. We are in absolute crisis, okay? The killers are in control. I wish it wasn't true. I'm completely freaked out. I just want to live an innocent life. I want to go to camping and fishing lodges and go around in little aluminum boats with 5-horsepower motors and fish. I want to eat bologna sandwiches under a big cypress tree on Caddo Lake in East Texas. I want to hike up the Rocky Mountains, folks. I don't want to be here having to tell you psychopathic demons are in control. But they are. I don't know how else to tell you. How else to warn you? I mean, you think it's freedom that this poor woman doesn't want to shoot her kid up with deadly poison? And so the school calls the feds on her, and now the feds are calling her and sneaking around and asking questions. It's happening all over the place. These poor mothers, even lower middle class mothers, are setting their kids up for Head Start. They think it means, free daycare for their 2-year-old. And what they didn't know is it means 3 CPS visits a year to your house. Upwards of 20% of the children putting Head Start are now being taken. Folks, the system is predatory, completely wicked, and getting more wicked by the millisecond. Okay? We're in an emergency mayday situation. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Recognize it for what it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Well, he's got a long and distinguished career. He's a great guy, good friend of mine. Colonel Craig Roberts, Marine Corps sniper, best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill, written a bunch of other books, many of them big sellers. Very intelligent guy, the kind of person I like because he has a wide range of understanding, isn't just an expert in one or two areas. Very informed, been a radio talk show host in his own right for more than a decade, syndicated broadcast across the country and local shows in Oklahoma. He, of course, was a SWAT team leader, police helicopter pilot. Amazing stories, getting a chance to drive with him from Oklahoma up to Kansas City one time for an event and back. It was just great to get to hear all those stories. Then, of course, he investigated the Oklahoma City bombing. That's how I met him and first started interviewing him, I guess, 10 years ago. And then, of course, he also is a colonel in the Army and has worked in intelligence. So he has been all over the map. Craig, earlier we were, before you got on, each show has a theme, even if we don't try to have a theme. Eugenics, the master plan, the globalists who have a different worldview than us, a different logic than us, a different system than us. And it's hard for the average person to interface with that mindset. But just out of the gates, from your decades of research, your life experiences, the things you've seen, when it gets down to the New World Order master plan to reduce 80 to 90% of us, just can you give us your knowledge and your take on that?
Well, you know, I did a lot of work in that area when I was working on the book, The Medusa File, and but before I go any further, you introduced me real fast, but then you said I was a colonel in the Army. I was a lieutenant colonel. I'm now retired and have been for a number of years. So I don't want anybody coming after me saying you're representing something you're not, you know. So we'll keep that up there right up front. On the population control deal, because that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about the globalists deciding how many people are allowed to inhabit the real estate, so to speak, in every country. And they try different things. They've tried everything from the Holocaust under Hitler to different types of authorizing abortion to trying to kill off as many people as they can in wars of attrition, to letting tribal warfare go unchecked in places like Rwanda, political warfare go unchecked in places like Cambodia. Watching what socialism does and communism does.
Oh, and by the way, I was just rereading Dr. Henry Kissinger's 1974 State Department Memorandum 200, where he says tribal warfare and even stirring up tribal warfare is a great way to kill people. Go ahead.
Well, it is, and then you add to that, it's almost like they've got different branches that work on different projects. You add the medical branch on that where, they alter the vaccines, or they put something in the vaccines, or they put something in the water, or they put something in the atmosphere. Back in World War II, Hitler asked his staff members, what's the best way to get rid of a large number of people? Because, when you shoot them, it costs a lot of money. You can't just keep lining people up and shooting them. It's it takes ammunition we need to use on the front lines. And they came up with different things, the gas chambers, burying them alive, running over them with bulldozers, so on and so forth. So that question has always been in the mind of the globalists who want to reduce the world's population by 80%. And they want, that includes you and me. And so they're trying to find ways to do it to where A, we won't notice it, or B, we can't stop it, or both. And I think they probably get together and come up with all kinds of schemes, and they use great amounts of money, and all the resources they can in the scientific community to come up with ways of dealing with things such as, you talk to Dr. Stan Monteith and he talks about where AIDS came from. And how it could target an entire race or an entire generic population or whatever, and it was unleashed, years ago to see what it would do. You were talking about thimerosal in the vaccines earlier, which is thimerosal is mercury. They also put that in contact lens solution, and in saline solution, you put it right in your eyes. And the only people that really know what happens are those that are allergic to it. It just so happens that I was allergic to it when I wore contact lenses, and I couldn't figure out why my eyes were burning until I started doing some research, because there was no disclaimers that what mercury or thimerosal did. They said, well, it's a preservative. Well, don't preserve it. Let's just use it fresh, but, just regular saline solution. This is crazy. So I started digging into it, and I found out that they were putting thimerosal in the vaccines as a preservative. And then, later on, they finally admit, after enough people, get educated and start screaming and yelling and jumping up and down, that, some people might be allergic to this, and it might cause autism, and it might do this, and it might do that. But yet, you watch television tonight, and every pill that comes out that the pharmaceutical industry produces, they tell you what a great thing it is, and how you ought to talk to your doctor about it. And right after that, it tells you all the organs it destroys. We're finally getting at least some truth out of these people on what happens if you do take this stuff. But the problem with human beings is we always want to think it happens to the other guy. Surely that won't happen to me. I mean, I'm in good health. My organs are strong. I can take it. That's just for a small part of the population. Without realizing there's nothing in there that says it only happens to people with type A or type B blood. It happens to a lot of people, and maybe everybody, but just different degrees.
Well, they also try other deceptions, like saying 5 years ago, we've taken the mercury out, but then Bush signed an executive order last week saying, no laws to ban mercury in vaccines.
Well, and that's insanity, but even if they took it out, they would find something else to put in there. When we have these guys that went off to Desert Shield and then later Desert Storm, it was mandatory that they took certain vaccinations, and one of them was for nerve gas. I had never heard in all my years in the military of a vaccination for nerve gas, and I wondered, where did they come up with this? Because a nerve gas, what you use is an atropine injection after you know you've been affected with it. You've got, you know, like a minute or two that you can get this thing and you jam it in your leg. It comes in your bio kit that you carry on your person. And you're trained on how to detect whether or not you've been in a nerve gas. You know, did you smell new mown hay? Do you have a burning place on your skin that all of a sudden you start to feel giddy and yada, yada, yada? And at that point, you know, if you know you've been in
well, there's no vaccine that can stop a toxin from attacking your nerves.
Well, that's right. But they gave all these guys these shots that I knew there's no way that these things could be effective for anything. There'd never been any testing on it. There'd never been any advertising in the military that, hey, we've got a new vaccine that stops the effects of nerve gas. There'd never been anything. But all of a sudden, all the troops line up and take this shot. After they come home, which you know, it's not, when you're talking in terms of warfare, 6 months to a year is a very short war. These guys come home, and within a very short time, they start having all kinds of problems, and there's only two things that could have affected them over there that was different than every other war we've been in or every other peacetime exercise or whatever. There was only two things. Well, actually, there was three. There was three things. There was, of course, the depleted uranium. There was the nerve gas shots, and here's one more that no one talks about. And I want you to think about this, Alex. No place had we ever had so much communication set up at one time as we did in Desert Shield. We had microwave towers all over the place for communications using microwave transmissions, which we did not use in wars previous to that because we didn't have microwave technology then. We used FM and AM and UHF. But then we went into this the different types of high burst rate communication systems that use satellite technology and so on. We got into the microwave towers. Now, you start putting microwave energy all around a tent camp area, what's going to happen to the people that are there? It's like putting them in a microwave oven.
Well, the big high-powered microwave relay towers can even knock birds out of the sky and kill them.
Oh, sure. And in fact, you can do that with HF if you crank up the wattage high enough. I know a friend of mine that was in Reykjavik, Iceland, at a naval retransmission center up there on a big tower. He could crank up enough wattage in an HF transmitter to key the mic and knock seagulls down. So it's out there. Radio energy is radiation. It's all around right now, all over the place. We are being impacted and absorbing every type of frequency known to science right now, no matter where we are as we speak. You know, I used to laugh at these guys when I was on the police department that would call in and talk about the Martians were on their roof and were pouring poison through the roof and things like this.
They always do that.
We got all the nutcases. We had one. Her name was Nurse Irene. She would call. She was a retired Air Force nurse that had gone off the deep end, and she would read the little metal tags on the telephone poles for the serial numbers of the poles, and she would walk around town listing them all. Then she'd call in and report them in a very whispery, hushed voice, and then tell us what they really meant because the communists were here and so on and so forth. And I used to laugh at these guys that put the tinfoil over their heads, and I'm starting to wonder maybe they knew something that we don't. But, you know, you talk about Faraday shields protecting against EMP on electronic equipment and so on and so forth. Well, all this energy is out there, and if we go back to Desert Storm and Desert Shield, these guys were living right next to these towers that were transmitting 24/7, and you can't help but wonder what that did to cell structure and what that did to immune systems and what that did to blood cells. And this is something that I've never seen addressed anywhere. Now we're starting to hear that cell phones can cause brain cancer if you use them all the time. You know, overuse of anything that has radiation to it, you know, whether...
Well, we know the radar guns give the cops testicular cancer.
Well, you know, we found out back in the 50s on the Dew Line when these idiots up there would try to warm their coffee in front of the big radar set and stand there while they turn the radar on and then cook themselves that, yeah, radar is the same thing. It's a form of directed energy. And that's another thing that they've been working on, as you well know, is they've been working on all kinds of directed energy weapons. They call it, non-fatal weapons and so on and so forth. When in actual fact, we don't know what kind of damage some of these things are going to do. We know they've been working on black lasers. We know the Russians had worked on a lot of these things, including different types of beam rays for mind control, using different types of frequencies to stimulate different parts of your brain.
DARPA now admits that they've developed these.
Oh, yeah, we followed suit later on. But, I mean, the Russians were up on this, and makes me wonder if they weren't using some of this stuff at Waco when they were covering up everything with that, you know, the big loudspeakers with the, you know, the dogs dying. And
now, again, before people discount what you're saying, People forget it was in the cover of Time magazine that the Russians and Israelis were there, and that it was literally a laboratory for international hostage rescue teams and crisis management groups, and they admit that, quote, the Russians had secret devices there.
Well, yeah, and that could only be the directed energy stuff, because what they're really trying to experiment with was they were trying to find out on human beings what they could trigger with different ELF, extra low frequency stimulation to different parts of the brain. They could make you nauseous, they could make you vomit, they could make you commit suicide, they could make you laugh uncontrollably, they could make you go to sleep, they could keep you up and you couldn't go to sleep, depending on what they stimulated in the brain and what chemicals they produced. And that's what they were working on to find out what worked best for given scenarios. And so when it says that, look, all these guys in there committed suicide, it starts making me wonder, well, did they push the button that says suicide on the big black box? You know, we don't know. We may never know. But the thing is, they were out there experimenting with that stuff in the field, you know, in different parts of the world previous to this, and then they brought in all of this equipment and started playing these big loudspeakers, supposedly, to keep them awake, when they could actually be covering up all these other things that were going on. So we're seeing all of this technology being developed and used, and the sad part is it's being used, and it's being used on people. The political aspect, there's two types of political warfare. One is direct action, and one is no action. Direct action is when you go in and you have an armed conflict someplace. No action is when you stay out of it and let everybody else have the armed conflict. You arm both sides and let them kill each other off. You know, the Rothschild plan back in 1773 said when they went to finance a war someplace, it was finance both sides. It matters not who wins or loses, for in the end they will both be in our debt and we will be in charge. And it's the same thing when you start supplying people with armaments. We supply one side, the Russians supply the other, they kill each other off, everybody's happy. You know, you talked about the Taliban, you talked about the Northern Alliance, you talked about, you know, what went on in Afghanistan. You know, you can chase that pony all the way back into the 1800s. When the British went into Afghanistan to the Khyber Pass the first time, they learned, important tactical lesson in that area is the Afghanis who were in the hills don't fight heads up. They don't do conventional warfare. They don't line up in little red suits and shoot at each other. They'll attack you a little bit. They'll do probing. Then they'll step back. And the first incursion into Afghanistan, they waited 2 years until the British decided, well, we've won. Everything's okay. We're out of here. And they took their best troops back to India for problems that were happening in the Kashmir and places. And they left their stay-behind second-rate colonial troops and logistical people in Kabul, who, as soon as the main troops left, they came in and got wiped out. They went right back in, I think it was like 10 years later, and they did the same thing again, and the rebels, they called them, waited 2 years before they started to counterattack. And then they did it with guerrilla warfare. The British didn't go back a third time. The Russians went in, and it was almost 2 years before the Mujahideen mounted any serious attacks on them, but they really weren't getting anywhere until a U.S. congressman named Charlie Wilson, a Democrat from Texas, by the way, did everything he could to arm the Mujahideen with modern weapons, and of course his thing is he wanted the Oerlikon anti-aircraft gun to shoot down Hind helicopters, and he was working deals with the Swiss to buy them the Oerlikon. The problem was the Oerlikon was too big and heavy, and there's no way you can carry it around, and if you broke it down and put it on mules, you couldn't even carry it around very much, and then it took you a while to assemble it and so on. Bottom line was eventually they ended up with a Stinger missile, shot down the Hinds and the MiGs, and then the Russians couldn't do anything and went home. It took them 10 years to learn that lesson. But we had been supporting them all that time, but they waited almost 2 years before they started bleeding the Russians down. They're doing the same thing to us. Eventually, you know, we don't hear anything about what's going on in Afghanistan. We're doing a lot of good stuff over there. The problem is, when you start having the Taliban come out of their holes after a period of time when we think everything's okay, that's when they counterattack. And it probably will start pulling people out, thinking everything's okay, and then they'll end up going into Kabul and taking the whole place over again. Then we go to the Northern Alliance. They really don't care what happens in Kabul as long as they can grow their opium. One of the biggest, you know, there's only three things you can do in Afghanistan if you're a male. That's farm goats, be a soldier, or grow opium. That's the only three jobs there are, because it's a desert. And there's been Afghanis that have been interviewed, and they said, hey, this is the only thing I can do. I can, you know, I can grow drugs, which pays good money, or I can, you know, be a soldier, which is, you know, very honorable, or, you know, whatever. There's not, you know, herd goats, and there's no money there. That's the entire culture of that place. You talked about India and Pakistan and you know, the nuclear bombs and all that sort of thing. There's going to be a war there someday, in my opinion. And I'm just gonna throw this out real quickly. I know I'm talking about 100 miles an hour, but
that's good. Go ahead.
We hadn't talked in a long time. You're going to have a culture slash religious conflict develop into something major. The Pakistanis know it's coming. They prepare for it all the time. That's why they wanted nuclear material, because the Indians already had it. They'd gotten it from the Chinese. And you've got the Hindus in Asia, in India, and you got the Muslims in Pakistan. Those guys are not going to get along, and there's going to be a conflict, and both of them are overpopulated, and they're growing into each other's territory. So we're just going to have to hold our breath and see what fuse gets lit over there.
Well, the globalists have helped get them the weapons, so they will kill each other, and again, that gets into the depopulation tactics. When we get back, I want to continue along this depopulation line, because I want to talk about the psychology of the elite versus the general public. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Craig Roberts, Vietnam sniper, SWAT team, helicopter pilot, a lot of stories. We ought to have him up sometime just to talk about all the stories of Vietnam and
also on the SWAT team and helicopters and just everything. It's amazing. We've had him on many times talking about Oklahoma City, and there's been big new developments there, as you know, in the last few months. We're going to talk about that next hour with him. Also, big new developments on the Kennedy front. So we'll get his expert take on that. He's really researched that and written, what, 2-3 books on it. I know 2 books are fully on that, and another book is partially on it. So we'll get his take on that and also take your phone calls. Before we go back to Colonel Roberts, I want to remind the listeners that we have a great sponsor, and that's ResearchHerbs.com. ResearchHerbs, ladies and gentlemen, has been around for many, many years. They have hundreds of great, well-documented products. These are the mainline herbs and minerals and things that are known to have certain nutritive and health effects. They've got a whole bunch of great stuff at ResearchHerbs.com. One of those is Live52, the world's best-selling liver support detox formula. It ensures optimum liver function. It is clinically proven to detox. A herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. It is the worldwide best-selling herbal detox out there. Live52, 1-800-845-3841, or researchherbs.com. And then just briefly, we carry what, 3 or 4 of Colonel Roberts' books, like A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, Kill Zone, The Medusa File, all available at Infowars.com. And later in the next hour, we'll actually plug those books and go over them and tell you how you can get them. You can also get them from Colonel Roberts' website that we'll plug later as well. But tying up the eugenics angle, I mean, we all knew they planned to kill everybody, or 90%, and we knew that was their documents and their plans, and you know, we have the CIA and IMF and World Bank, and we have the United Nations plans, and we have the Club of Rome plans. We have them all, and all the statements by Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Prince Bernhard and the World Wildlife Fund. We understand that. I mean, we all knew that, at least in this movement. But I now, the last 6 months, and really the last 2 months, have spent hours every day actually reading the books by these people, actually reading 700-page policy reports. And I mean stuff that's classified that's now been released. Craig, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of this, but I would imagine you hadn't seen it all. So I'm making a film about it. I've really immersed myself in it. They openly call us cattle. They openly say that we're so stupid that we're not going to read this. They say they love to kill us. They say they're going to do it. They described 95 years ago, atomic bombs and how they put mercury in shots. I mean, these guys, and then you really realize it's spiritual at that point. There's no way human beings could continue this evil and know the type of stuff they knew in the 1870s. You want to speak to that?
Well, you know, this plan goes back a long ways. In fact, you could probably chase it back to the Garden of Eden when the snake fell out of the tree. You know, we talked off the air a minute ago. We have to understand, and until we understand who the players are on the field, we're not going to understand how the game's being played. You know, years ago, I used to have some of these guys that were in some of these militia groups and stuff would walk up to me after a seminar or book signing or something like that, and they would say, well, you know, this and that about Washington and this and that about, you know, the Russians and this and that about so and so. And I said, now you guys are going to have to look higher on the ladder than that. You don't understand. You're not ever going to be able to defeat an enemy until you understand who runs the show, who the enemy really is. You know, Wellington said, Lord Wellington, before he died, they asked him, they said, you know, what if you had to sum up your military career, how would you do it? What would you say? He said, well, I've spent my entire military career wondering what the fellow on the other side of the hill was doing.
Well, stay there. We're going to be back in 70 seconds, Colonel Roberts, and we'll get into all this. We'll take your phone calls. We'll get into a host of other issues. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.